the main season is almost starting in Equatoria. We start receiving the seeds now from the local suppliers, because we have two type of procurements. We have for local suppliers, and then also we have international suppliers from neighboring countries, Uganda and Kenya. And we have two type of seeds we are importing. We have crop seeds, which is maize and sorghum, SS3, and then we have also Wed Ahmed and cowpeas. And vegetables, we have also different types of vegetables. There is some also supplied locally within the region, Kenya, Uganda, and then some also from Europe, specifically from Netherlands and Italy. All these seeds now is starting arriving into the country. And for crop seeds, because we have two categories. There is a delivery to our main stores in Juba, and there is also direct delivery to our hubs in the field offices, specifically like Tori, then Yambio, Kapwe, Rumbe, Awil, and Wow. And now the delivery is going on well, and in Tori we received some good number of quantities of seeds. I've not yet get the details, also in Juba, and then also some are in their way to Awil and Wow and Yambio.
You said you have two categories of these procurements. So you can tell us these ones that are coming, like what's their quantity, and they are coming specifically, when have they started arriving?
This year we are looking at 10,000 metric tons of crop seeds. 30% of them, or 25%, we source them locally, and 75% is coming from outside of the country, around 7,000 metric tons. Around 3,000 metric tons, these are procured locally here within the country. They start arriving all, both the delivery is ongoing for international and local supplies.
So that target, are you meeting it soon or up to the end of the...
Yeah, definitely we'll meet it soon, yeah. Because we have the delivery calendar for all of them.
Yes, now that you are receiving this consignment, or you are importing the consignment, and when are you going to distribute them to the farmers? As you said, that farming...
It's not going to take long. The distribution is going to take place immediately. This is the reason why we have also some supply direct to the hubs, at least to avoid any delay and further transportation also from Juba to the locations. Now, once they are received the seats on... to their hubs, so we have some quality parameters checkup or testing before we give it out to beneficiaries.
So should we say that now the distribution is even, it's ongoing,
yeah,
simultaneously with the delivery?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us, who are the real targets?
We have, first of all, we have a process. We have some process of identifications of the targets, especially we have also the number of households targeting per location. So normally we are targeting the people who fall under the categories of IPC 3 and 4, where they're really in severe need of food security, because we have seen it's very important to support them with their production inputs, because it's more sustainable that help them in feed.
Okay, you often heard of a mention of fishing kits. You only talked of crops.
Yeah, we have also fishing kits. Also, the distribution also is going on well and hand with the crops, because we are not looking only to support the production sector, the crop, but also we are looking to support the fishery sector, where we provide them also with the fishing kit to support them for the fishing purpose, and then also this can help them also to create the income in other way, also to support the gap, the period when they are already engaging in farming, also they have to engage in fishing, at least they can also get some fishing product and sell them out and get income out of it to support them within this period when they're still waiting for the crop to be harvested.
Yes. How many families or beneficiaries are being targeted to receive these seeds?
Yeah, sorry to mention that because you have hijacked me, but I have to look at the details. Maybe I will provide you in the next interview.
Any updates on Fall Armyworm or Desert Locust?
Fall Armyworm has already existed in the country, but also now currently we have done some training with the partners, the implementing partners. One of the topic of the training is the Fall Armyworm management. We are taking it as a serious pest which can create also impact to food security. We are already providing training, and then also we have some support to some of the farmers also, specifically in the maize belt areas, on the control of fall armyworm using the biological control methods. It is still under trials. Under that, we are targeting to support around 4,000 farmers within the Yambio and Awil and Wau. In terms of locusts, now the situation within the country is relatively calm, but we're still monitoring the situation because with the beginning of the rain seasons also, because it can create a very good environment for the breeding of the locusts.